Chop.
Right.
We're ready.
Alright. In order.
Alright, Gary Morgan is handing out some paperwork for us.
Good morning.
And move your microphone this way more so you're closer to that speakerphone thing too.
Will do.
Alright.
Okay.
Gary, you have the floor.
Alright. Good morning, gentlemen. As you may recall, back in December, we discussed a little bit about our internet usage and the possibility of maybe needing more bandwidth with CenturyTel because of the increased usage. And I've passed you out sort of a cheat sheet that shows a little bit about what that projected increase in cost might be based on that usage. They're talking about an increase of $630 a month for a 10 megabit pipe, which would work out to a total cost of around $10,800 annually. And the only way to really, they've issued reports that actually substantiate where this bandwidth's coming from, and we are actually using that bandwidth now. And the only way to really regulate that might be re-implementing a bandwidth throttle through our software, where we can actually control sites that people visit and restrict some of the internet usage.
Are you monitoring that right now?
We are monitoring.
And how much of the bandwidth right now is being used like that?
We're using
percent wise. Are we using half of it on non-county applications?
Yes.
Half the bandwidth is for.
I don't actually have that percentage, but I did give you the first five pages of what our bandwidth was for the week of January 11th, and a lot of it's legitimate, like the updates, Windows updates, Microsoft, Lightspeed, some of that, Adobe. That would be legitimate downloads. We have other sites though where we're utilizing a lot of internet radio. There's some audio, video storage, music. A lot of bandwidth that really we could eliminate.
Now, video traditionally takes more bandwidth than the audio. Audio is a very small stream.
That's true.
So, video-wise, you're talking about watching video and sending video. Is that what you're talking
or
about?
Or downloading video.
Or downloading video that's non-county related?
Right. YouTube is an example. YouTube can be filtered based on educational YouTube, which I think is fine. There are a lot of good training videos on YouTube.
Right.
But there's probably a lot of sites that are being visited that we really don't need to go to. But the end result might be to filter this down, create groups that we can assign people to, such as purchasing, elected officials, investigators, standard user groups, and allow certain access to certain sites, like shopping for those who are involved in purchasing, where they need to get bid estimates or bid quotes.
Well, let me ask you a question, Gary, here. The document you gave us is sorted by bandwidth.
That's correct.
If you were to, in the ideal, are we getting complaints about internet slowness right now? Are you doing this because you're dealing with complaints right now, or just being proactive?
I think being proactive.
Okay.
We're just concerned about this increase in cost, and CenturyTel has agreed to if we do some bandwidth restrictions or throttling, they've agreed to reevaluate our bandwidth needs, probably starting in the next week or two, where we can see, do we really need that big a pipe, or can we get by with something smaller? 3 meg used to be adequate, but now we're bursting actually above 10.
But let me ask you, what other first class counties of similar size employees, what are we seeing? Do you know what they have got?
Most of them that I've talked to are using some sort of throttling software.
Okay.
We're looking at Lightspeed. We're currently with a company called MX Logic, and where we can do restriction, but we're not actually throttling anybody back right now. Like I say, we're just monitoring. We're not monitoring which individual's doing what. We're just monitoring countywide what our bandwidth usage has been.
I'm going to ask you a separate question.
Sure.
Suppose we put, I saw from a weather perspective, it looks like the Weather Underground is probably the number one user.
Yes.
It looks like. Could we not put their screen scrapes on our website, and that way we're only pulling it one time versus it looked like.
That's a good possibility. Yeah.
I mean, I know that other, when we were doing back in my Cisco days, the popular websites that kind of is a service, and we don't want to kill that application.
Right.
Put it on an internal, that way we only pull it up one time.
We could sure do that.
Where is that? I think I saw 122 times.
And what happened? And of course,
no, I'm sorry, 1,238 times Weather Underground was accessed, which is like weather.com. It's a little better. It's a little more interactive than weather.com.
Of course, that week we had a lot of bad weather too. So people are you know, how am I going to get home? What's the weather going to be like tomorrow? And I understand that.
When was the time frame?
This was the week of January 11th.
Just 1 week?
Yes, 1 week. Uh-huh.
1 week. Now, access for road and bridge people mm-hmm. and things like mm-hmm. that, I think that part of it's pretty important.
Absolutely.
Especially the ones that have to travel quite a distance to get to the job. But now, not all those people have access to
That's
this.
True. I mean, we're talking from their desktop. There's only two computers out there. I mean, one of each barn. I mean, that's what I'm saying is that even if they hit it and refresh it, that would be two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people hitting the weather sites.
Mm-hmm. What's Weather Underground going to tell you that the weather didn't already tell you?
Well, you'll have the biggest thing about
update.
It, its radar right. is right. within a minute or two of mm-hmm. real time. Weather.com is like 10-minute gap. Weather Underground is like a one or two-minute difference.
Right. You can see the fronts coming in. I think it's a good tool, especially for like road and bridge.
Absolutely.
And for people who want to know, can I get home tonight?
So we can have it on the site.
We can pull it down one time, put it on the Taney County website.
And anybody that wants to access the Taney County website,
that's internal. That way, mm-hmm. it's not hitting the internet. We use the bandwidth. We're using that bandwidth differently.
Okay. Now, how do you approach that though? If you like, I pull up the weather on my. This don't have anything to do with it. But this does go through my computer and it's counted.
No. That is direct internet access to Verizon.
You're using internet, not bandwidth.
It's a different.
So it's an internet and not bandwidth.
So it's a different animal.
Well,
we do actually monitor
computer.
That, though. That is a monitored through the BlackBerry server. Right.
Uh-huh.
But that's not what we're talking about here.
Right, right, no.
Okay, so we've got basically probably some people that are weather panic. Type people that are pulling up constantly get that many.
Let's put it this way: I bet you some people have made this their homepage.
Could very well be.
And when they come up with Internet Explorer on their computer, the first thing comes up is the weather. Mm-hmm.
Every time it refreshes, that's a hit too. Then,
yeah.
So.
Oh, I see.
So they just leave it up, and that's another issue: is education to the employees. When you finish the site, don't just shrink it down; actually, close that site out, and you won't keep that bandwidth open.
Yeah,
because there's constant updates coming down in feeds, and that's increased bandwidth.
I would like to start throttling. Mm-hmm. I would like to throttle the video way back. I don't, with the exception of training,
mm-hmm.
I don't see where video off the internet, especially YouTube. YouTube does have some.
They do
some
right.
training,
right.
But most of it's not.
Right.
Most of it's bandwidth.
They do classify that as training, so we can allow that to pass through.
YouTube's that shared video, but video just, let's put it this way, video is so much larger than like if you wanted to hear an audio, just audio,
mm-hmm.
that video is massive compared to the audio stream.
Right.
And if we could throttle the video back, we might see huge.
I'm thinking we could. I think that's our biggest, but of course, a lot of internet radio, and I understand a lot of people, it's in our policy manual that you can't do that, but yet we do have people that are. We either need to revise the policy manual or enforce probably what we have, but the internet radio, when you've got 50 or 60 users who are hitting that, it does become a bit of an issue, but not as much as the audio.
The video is just...
Yeah,
Gary, why don't we do this? I'm in agreement with Jim on this, but why don't we give the... employees a chance to
mm-hmm.
Reduce it themselves. Let's send out an email to mm-hmm. all the employees and tell them that we don't want to force extensive
mm-hmm.
regulations
right.
that need to be if they will throttle themselves back mm-hmm. on the use of the video part of the internet. What do you think? Anything that's not county related?
I would. That would be great. I mean, mm-hmm. and I would maybe. I mean, that one email. I would probably. I mean, and I'd like to see because it. Well, yeah. I'm saying basically, video takes more bandwidth,
mm-hmm.
and to avoid raising our bandwidth. I mean, and you can. Mm-hmm. You we can. There's lots of ways to make it simple as explain it mm-hmm. simply, but they need to understand that video takes bandwidth, and we're not going to buy more bandwidth in a year that we're cutting everywhere else.
Yeah, $10,000 worth of bandwidth.
Yeah, I mean, just because people have got bad habits.
But let's just try to send it out, give them the opportunity, and then monitor it again, okay. and just tell them that it will be future monitoring, and we're not going to let them know when that week is, and if it shows up that we need to do something different, it could...
What I'd like to do is, at least after you send the email, come back, set 2 weeks, and come back and visit us.
Okay.
And that by then you'll have a new statistic.
Okay.
And if we don't see positive changes, because it's instantaneous. I mean, that's the thing is...
Yes, it will be. Right.
But once again, I would do that, and then I would also, in that same email... I'm not going to single out anybody, but the county email service is mm-hmm. not for personal advertisements, mm-hmm. wanted ads, or anything like that.
Right.
They need to stop just the unnecessary emails. I mean, mm-hmm. right now, I don't know how many emails you get a day, but business related, I get hundreds and hundreds a day. And I don't appreciate one that's,
on the 18th, Monday, countywide, we received 4,606 emails. And of those, 1,223 were spam and 69 contained viruses. So an average day for us is in the 5,000 range of receiving emails.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can I jump in just a second? I may lose y'all here on the bad spot. I'm on the way back in. Is Gary going to write that email? And
I'm glad to
send the email, and will it be... good and specific of what the issues are.
I could write it up and then present it to you gentlemen for approval, and then we could...
Yeah, he will write the email, Chuck, and be very specific and simple, and we'll read it over and to make sure it's not too technical, because Gary can get technical.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, but we may want to make sure that we can... It's very plainly written.
Yeah, and I think education too.
I think that's where we're gonna see the biggest advantage is just
don't use websites as screensavers and that sort of thing.
I mean, just their home pages should be just taneycounty.com.
Or, well, I'm using msn.com.
Well, or Google. I mean, I use Google.
Google's
I think,
a good
which
one.
Is the search, just standard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Taneycounty.org.
Yeah. But yeah, Chuck, he'll write an email and then. Just give us copies in our boxes up there, and then we will...
I think it's very important that you go ahead and put the what the consequences are as far as us having to buy
the cost.
The cost, and I think that I think our employees will understand.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to go ahead and at the very bottom of your email, go ahead and attach, or not attach, but cut and paste in there the policy on emails and internet usage, because mm-hmm. that is a policy, and if we're not going to use it,
right.
But then let's change it. But they at least need to know the policy. I bet you some people don't even know if we have a policy.
Right. And the monitoring, that they'll know that...
We're watching.
That, yeah. Well, you know where it's coming from.
Right, sure.
So we don't want to go that route. We're just trying to educate and tell them that it's turned
right now we're
into
just running countywide, but we have the capability of monitoring each individual.
Right,
as well.
Right.
Sure.
So...
And, of course, along with this goes the CenturyTel, who would like to get into a contract agreement with us. We are using more bandwidth than what we're paying for. So I don't know how long they're going to be willing to go along with us on this before they say you're going to have to pay. I don't know if we could. I know they want an annual contract, but maybe we could do something per month until
Why don't you tell them that we're taking steps to try to do self-throttling, and then at the end of that period, we'll have to make a decision of how where we're going to set the bandwidth.
In the meantime,
right now, I wouldn't go 10 meg right now. Yeah. Not with I would say abuses like this, we could throttle back and maybe stay at 3 to 5.
I would like to see that. Yes.
But I mean that's what you can tell them is that they just need to be patient while we address it.
Okay. I think that's a great way to go, and I'll get that email, try to get it ready today. Yeah. Also, real quickly on the email, we are getting ready to implement our email archiving, and we, as Jim mentioned earlier, and I totally agree, we've got too much usage of our email system for non-work related items.
Right.
And we just took a couple of examples that happened around Christmas time. There was one Christmas card that had been sent out and to 233 users on our network, and that ended up 50 meg of space of storage. We've had other with short video or WAV files that may end up with close to a gigabyte of storage space. And you, and if they send that out to somebody else, and then if they don't delete it from their sent items folder, that thing can grow to 10 or 12 meg or gig. And that's an incredible amount of space. And if we're going to archive, we have to start thinking about how we're going to pay to utilize
who's paying for it.
So probably we need to address the email issue as well. And
have you, I mean, I know this is a subject that we may, I think I know the answer is we need to establish an email retention policy.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have one yet, do we?
It's just sort of up at 6 months is what we've asked in the employee manual. Asked people to clean mailboxes and told them we'd help them to take care of that. But
what about sunshine?
But the problem sunshine. Is the problem is I know from my technology days we can if you have a policy and it's auto deleted, that's
right.
Fine. But however, if you have one person in violation, that by
that's
default
right.
is the new date. So you can say 60 days or 6 months, but if someone kept an email for 2 years, your new policy is two years.
Yeah.
So we've got to get a handle on email retention because sunshine wise,
right.
we don't need to be keeping emails. If our policy is 6 months, they need to be deleted out of archived, mm-hmm. even archived after 6 months.
But there are some emails that you're going to be required to keep anyway more than 6 months because of the sunshine law.
But then we need to. But the thing is, we at that point need to have a policy, and we don't even have one in place, do we?
No. No actual policy. In a lot of first class counties, that's 1 year. Some are 2 years. But whatever you set up has to be maintained.
But that's part of the archiving and
right.
the maintenance part of the. Because if we don't deal with it, the same problem we're dealing with the paper storage at the mountain. We have people who've ran out of all the storage space that we had. Because they don't want to throw anything away.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have the same problem with email and just it becomes
right.
infinite.
Right. Like I say, we'll receive over 2 million emails this year. And we received over 2 million last year. And that's just incoming. That's not outbound. So
I need some training myself on where to store
right.
emails. I go to my deleted file and I want to keep them because I may need them,
uh-huh.
but I don't need them.
We have the training rooms ready now.
It's ready to go.
Tim Connell has a Microsoft certified instructor on staff that he'll mm-hmm. give us for free mm-hmm. because of our workman's comp relationship. And I think we should start working on scheduling Outlook training.
Well, this actually is printing some of our county training manuals for Outlook 2007. And we'd like to hold our first class in mid-February.
Well, then let's
a four-hour class on basic Outlook. And then we'll offer more advanced if they want that.
I would like you, if the sooner you could post your bigger pick, all your scheduled classes, that
mm-hmm.
way I can pick and
okay.
choose and people
okay.
need to pick and choose. But can you also come back to us whenever you come back in the next 2 weeks and give us the other first class counties retention policies?
Absolutely.
We've
got
to get something in place, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what got Governor Blunt in trouble
right.
Years ago
yeah.
because of his lack of retention policy.
Right.
So,
if you don't have one, I guess you're okay. But when you start archiving email, then you also have to have a policy.
You're responsible for everything then.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't have one, you're
yeah.
responsible for every email ever sent at any time.
And we've had some requests, and prior to now, we've not had the software in place to be able to easily bring those emails back. But now we do.
What about texts that go to email?
I'm sorry?
Texts are not trackable. By the sunshine law, they're not according to Verizon, they can't texting.
Oh, texting. I'm sorry. Okay, I that's correct.
Did that you said?
But if text shows up on your email screen,
but it's not text; it's an email then.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, we also need to look at the Blackberries, I guess.
The Blackberries, when you delete a text, there's no record of that text ever.
Okay.
Unless you send it via email to your county.
Yeah, if you forward it to your email, I
right,
guess.
Then you would.
So when it says SMS. Danny Strahan.
That's texting.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if you send it the other MS one?
It's multimedia. That's not it. Those are both texting. It's
right.
only when you send it via email will it go email.
You send it to his email, county email box, then even if you read your BlackBerry, it's still
right.
county email.
So I guess, Chuck, what we're instructing Gary is get an email, let us see it first, and then in about 2 or 3 weeks after he sends the email, he'll come back with the new reporting compared to the old reporting. Also, he'll come back with us with an email retention policy, and at that point, we'll have to make some decisions on how where we sit with bandwidth. Is that assessed right?
Sounds good. Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. I was thinking about the training. Do we need to have some training right away?
He's
like in the next day or two, as far as Jerry gave the example of the Christmas card. Will the email communicate well enough for people? Will they understand enough through an email, or do we need to have some sit down?
I think that for the sake of time, an email will address it. I'm hoping that people have questions in the email that Gary sends out. If they have questions or they're confused, they can contact the IS and
sure.
or IT, and they can figure it out and walk them through. But I'd rather not. I mean, I don't know if they can even put a training together that fast.
If, okay.
We're pretty well ready to go with the training.
No,
but the problem
but
is
regarding email usages and stuff. I think we should try with.
How about a meeting with elected officials and telling them that it's imperative?
Well,
we send
the email out. I think the email out will address it because a lot of people just take it for granted, and they don't ever do self-monitoring. Just an email, like Danny was suggesting, that may curve 25% of the usage.
There is an elected official meeting coming up, I believe, on the 27th. I thought that might be a good time just to pass the word out that we, you know, about some of the concerns that we have.
What about when you send the email? Do a little trick where you have to acknowledge that you opened it or you got it.
Uh huh.
We could see how many people, when I get one of those, it impresses me that this was important to somebody to put that on there. I don't know if that's the way it's supposed to work.
That's one way, and of course there's flags you can put on them too for importance, but sometimes those are used by salesmen too to make it look important, and really it's just another piece of junk mail. It's something we can look at, and I think the training, we figured in 4 hours of training we can really cover a lot of basic.
And you're talking in February?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And Melissa is MOUS certified as well as an outlet constructor. So we have people in our department that are qualified to do the training, and I think, and if we can get help from Connell or
Connell's got multiple free training materials, and because of just the relationship.
And that's a good tool to utilize as well.
But if you could start working on posting a training schedule soon.
We will.
That way, of all the classes, because some people have asked for PowerPoint training, some have asked for Excel training.
Right.
Advanced Excel training. So
Word,
that,
basic computer.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Any of that would help, I think.
Yep.
Are you satisfied?
Are we going to set a date? You say 2 weeks, we're going to look at this again. Is that long enough time to give it a fair shake?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, he's,
if it is.
What he's talking about doing is, once the email goes out, setting a new date, he'll get with Jillian and Nikki and get it on the calendar.
Okay.
But I'm thinking, I mean, I think 2 weeks would be a good window of see if we're getting a change in behavior.
I'll have the email to you later today so you can prove that, and then maybe set a two-week period and all the contacts.
Email Nikki and Jillian with that letter, and they'll print it out and put it in our box.
You okay, know, sounds good. Sounds good.
Sounds good.
All right.
Anything else here?
That's it. Just wanted to kind of cover those two policies.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
What else we have on the agenda right now? Some easement agreements?
Dirt agreements.
We have got dirt, easements, road easements, and all that at 10 o'clock? Was it 9:15?
10:30, I think.
10:30 for the dirt agreements and road easements.
Okay.
Can we take about a 1 minute break? I'm in the parking lot and we'll start over.
Yeah, let's recess.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
I think we need Frankel.